plan for to take about 5 to 10 minutes to open up any questions at the end. So Luke, we've also got Trey, one of our executives here on the call. So as brief introduction, we've been in conversations with Kendra to consider the smart texting solution for the town. So as far as the program goes, and what we would provide is a two-way smart texting solution. I'll go ahead and share my screen. Do you know, is the screen big enough to see anything that I share?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. I'll have this pulled up as we go through today. As far as the program goes, and with our conversations with Kendra, I know our goal was to help provide a solution to help enhance communication for the city as well as to its residents. So the overall goal is to help streamline the communications and add an additional avenue to communicate with the residents. As far as what we talked about is one of the ways that TextMyGov can be beneficial is helping let residents be more informed about upcoming events or if there's any ordinance changes, other meetings like the council meetings. I think we talked about upcoming rabies clinic as well. So things like that residents can be more informed about through a familiar way like texting. I know a big question we get is how do we get residents signed up for the service? So I'll pull over a few examples today. We tried to find some nearby. So this is the city of Manaway. They've got a little pop-up on the website, which I'll zoom in a little bit today so you can see. But it says receive town alerts. They would text in Manaway alerts to that 5-digit number to sign up. So once they've done that one time, they'll be inside of the notification group, and then they can start receiving those alerts. The other piece to the program, which I'll pull over our other reference for today, is up towards Berry Lake, the city of Garden City. So they've got almost the same setup to where they can receive city or town alerts by texting in the keyword. So there's this text Garden City to the 5-digit number, or they can scan the QR code to opt in. But we also have some cities which I'm showing you up top is how they can text in to report any sort of issues. So if there's a pothole or a water leak, the residents are able to submit information through text, and then it can be routed to whoever would handle there at the city level. I'll jump back to my screen here and show you. We've got a few examples for you all to try out today. Essentially, how the program's set up is we allocate a web-based dashboard. So whenever the city is ready to send out a text, all they need is an internet connection to access it. So we would give access to Kendra, or if there are other members on the council that would like access to keep the residents alerted. I'll jump to my next slide here. So if you do have your cell phones handy, we'll have you all try out the example we created. So if you wanted to try texting in hi to this 435 number, let me know if I need to blow that up as well. I can make the text a little bigger. Seeing a few come in already. Hopefully you're seeing. Did that work out okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. Great. As we've got the others texting that in as well, hopefully you're seeing the response come through pretty quickly. So it's all an automatic process. So whenever residents text in, we'll usually have them start by texting in hi just to get them introduced to the program and what they can accomplish through the program as well. So you can see it breaks down. If they need to report an issue, they can text in a few examples there. If they have questions, they can text in a few words. And then our last piece is the example, but text.
Mike says, sorry, this service is not available.
We have two that didn't come up. It says service not available.
Mine just is blank. It says texting with and the phone number, but there's not the, it's blank.
Yeah, and it might be, did we get the number correctly? The 435-265-4446?
265-4446?
Okay.
Oh, awesome. Wait a minute, I think it's running.
Did you miss one?
I text hi, still nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. I know it's
now, the now it came.
Service as
here
well.
It comes. Got it.
Yeah, I just
don't
know
if
sure there's a little bit there, but eventually you should get
it.
Can see
text
that.
It's on that printout also. There's a big green page with the number on it. It says try it out.
The other piece, which we'll have you try out, is to report an issue or submit information. So we've got pothole. Is a popular one. Water leak is also live, so you can try any of those. They should have a
dog.
It'll walk you through a few questions that you can respond to.
We don't have potholes in Corinne.
Yeah.
I'll jump back to my page here.
Did it work? You?
Yeah, I got it in.
Okay.
Awesome. I'll leave that up for a few more moments there just to get everyone.
I think everyone's on.
Yeah, we've all got it now.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Well, good. We'll move on to, I think, the benefits we talked with Kendra about, the letting residents text in is if it's after hours or on the weekends, residents can get information at their fingertips. Also not relying on having to call into the offices to report any sort of issue if it's something that's not time sensitive or on the weekend. I'll pull over my screen and show you our process to send out the alerts on the back end. So if ever the city is ready to send out a notification, we've got a few groups that we show in these presentations. Depending on how you'd like it set up, we can keep everything under one singular group or we can break it out. So we've got a different group for events, council, things like that, that you're able to set it up however you'd like. But we'll send out to our city alerts group. And we'll just say come join us for the council meeting tonight at 7 at City Hall. You guys might do better at articulating your words there, but once you've got the body of the text, type out, you'll have a green send button that you'll click on, so it'll go out to everybody that's inside of the group here. So real simple process. Again, this is accessible through any sort of internet dashboard, so all you need is a browser, so it can be through a desktop, or even if you're at home on a weekend, you can get here through your phone as well. I know I've been rambling quite a bit. I want to make sure I open up to any questions to make the most of our time. What questions do we have on the program so far?
What exactly are you supposed to be looking at? There's nothing there.
Yours not come up at all?
I mean, it did. It just said, thank you for contacting Text My Gov.
So that was supposed to be an example of what it would look like if you were a citizen texting in. And then it says, if you to report an issue, type the issue, and then you would just text whatever issue you had.
Okay.
And then it would send it, and you'd get a response versus calling in.
And yours might look different, right? Just depending on how you'd like the residents to use the program. If we want to focus more on the push alert side, which it sounded like from our conversation with Kendra, that was that was the bulk of the value added to the program, was being able to notify the residents at a mass level.
Yeah, the concern I have with the back and forth and, you know, type the issue you have, I can see this just becoming a full-time job for somebody answering every single complaint somebody's got they normally would think to call and think twice about because the phone, does that make sense? The dog running loose, somebody's trash is out, you know, it could be a full-time job.
Right. Yeah, we've seen that before. If you find, you know your residents better than us, right? So if you find that it's going to be used inappropriately or abused, right, we can make sure it's a push only, meaning they would just be able to receive alerts and not text in. Our goal is to automate the process so you're not having that back and forth. Once they report the issue, it's going to compile the whole conversation in an email, and then we can send it off to whoever would handle that issue.
Okay.
We typically will outline some expectations to you that, you know, this isn't a live chat. This will be handled within regular city office hours, just so that we can outline some expectations for the residents.
So does this initially, when somebody calls in, does this initially come to you and then you format and send it where it needs to go, or is this just automatically sent to us?
Yeah, so what you've got right here, we would make sure you've got a dashboard specific to your city. Uh-huh. So it would go automatically to you guys. We do have an support team that's going to help build this out for you guys. But essentially, it's going to be routed to whoever we designate to get these requests at the city level.
Okay.
So you're saying there is a way to curb the problems? You know, the...
Yeah, you said they could do a push-only, meaning we notify, but they don't have it coming in yet.
That's what they said.
Yeah, and Corinne, this would have to be a one-way, only one-way.
Yeah, and kind of like the way we do with the managing the social media page when there's somebody that, you know, we can manage that.
Yeah, so we don't have to allow the complaint line. We can do just the notify line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely wouldn't call it a complaint line.
Well, the people... complaint.
I know, but what I'm saying is I definitely wouldn't label it that or wouldn't.
No. We don't want to create that.
No, we don't want to create
that. So is this a monthly or yearly contract? What is it?
Yeah. I'll pull over the proposal. It's a yearly contract, so pricing is based off population. So I've got that pulled up today. We do have the annual fee is $2,000 a year, and then the first year there is a setup cost to get the program implemented. That would be at $1,000. So the first year a little bit more at that $3,000, and then year to year ongoing would be at that $2,000.
This would solve like our emergency phone call that we were looking for and all that.
But is that an issue? I don't think that's an issue, is it?
No. I said
nobody used
one
it.
Call in 3 years?
Yeah.
Nobody calls. Yeah.
No, when we were talking about, like, when we had water issues and we needed to call people, we were talking about we needed an emergency alert system of some sort. We didn't have. But I don't know if you want to spend $2,000 a year on it. So something to talk about.
Yeah, we can discuss it in council. We'll deal with that. What other questions for them?
Is there any other questions for these guys?
Nothing?
No.
Yeah, I think that's all we have.
Thanks for the information. That's great.
Of course. Thank you, everyone, for your time tonight. Kendra, we'll just follow up with you just to see how things were and what the resolution was.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks again. Enjoy your night. Bye.
Sorry, we did not do a roll call. Mayor Shane Baton, present.
Great late, present.
Roll call.
Oh, roll call.
I said Wade Layton, present.
Oh, you did.
Your turn.
Karen Caldwell, present.
Tom Little, 15 minutes late.
Ann Whitaker, present.
Greg Harris, present.
Thank you. Do we motion for adjourn on this to get it?
No, we have motion.
Motion.